What do you think the rewards are from teaching a language?
I think teaching anything is incredibly rewarding. And teaching languages, when somebody wants to learn how to communicate in a language and a culture that's not theirs, and seeing them progress and gradually managing to communicate what they want to say, and people understanding them and getting the response they need, or getting the information they need, or just the satisfaction of doing it and seeing that people understand is just wonderful, because it's about helping people to communicate in different situations, maybe at work, maybe for holidays, maybe with new friends. So teaching languages it's beautiful. It's a very, very rewarding experience. It's about helping people to learn. It's about helping these people to communicate. What's not to like?
What about teaching online? Do you have experience in this?
Yes, I've taught online and I teach online. I've been doing that for the last 20 years. So yes, I have. Things have changed a lot. I mean, now with all the sort of tools like Teams, Zoom, Google Meet, etc., WhatsApp even, it's so easy now to communicate with people and to see people when you're teaching them online and online context that it's great.
How is it different from teaching face-to-face?
Well, it's undeniably different. That doesn't mean it's better or worse, but it is different. I mean, in a face-to-face environment, you can move people around a classroom and get people to do things physically, maybe slightly easier. And you can, in terms of body language, it's easier to see what's going on with lots of different people in a physical classroom than it is online. You know, physical touch, you know, when you sort of shake somebody's hand, you pat them on the back, you give them a hug or whatever you need to do. Obviously, that's something you can't do online. But, I mean, most things you can replicate online. You can, you know, put people in breakout rooms for pair work or small group work activities. And then there are tools, there are great tools that you can use online, which are more difficult maybe to use in the classroom. You know, polls, sharing things like a PowerPoint presentation that maybe they've prepared, photos, videos. I mean, you can do that in a classroom, physical classroom. I think you can do literally the same thing. It's just slightly different the way you manage groups. I think there's a limit. I mean, you can have big groups of students online, but I prefer to have smaller groups, maybe 10, 15 maximum people. But one-on-ones is incredibly good, just because of the sort of managing people all on one screen, which maybe is slightly easier in a classroom. But it is bringing people together who would normally never meet if it weren't an online context is wonderful. And that happens online, which doesn't tend to happen in a face-to-face classroom. So, yeah.
What do you think the particular advantages are associated with teaching and learning online?
Well, to a certain extent, I've already mentioned how what's great about teaching online is that you get to talk to and teach people from potentially all over the world. And that's fascinating, I think. But also the convenience of being able to teach from your house, from where you live, without having to commute all the time and battle with traffic jams or battle with rush hour or, you know, trying to physically get to different places. It means that If you want, you can live in a small village in the mountains or wherever it is you want to live, or you know, you could live on a boat. So long as you have a good internet connection, there's nothing to stop you from working from wherever you want in the world. And I think that is just amazing. And it means that you can have a very rewarding job and fit it around whatever sort of lifestyle you want to live. So, yeah, lots of advantages.